Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning. This is Deborah Vaughn, and I'm coming to you live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. I hope wherever you are, it is a beautiful day here. It is just a lovely morning. Summer is flying by so quickly, so I hope you all get a chance to enjoy the day. Enjoy, even if it's a work day, just take some time to sit in the garden and or the park or look out the window and just see Mother Nature in all of her beauty. Yesterday I was walking to my car, and I stopped for a moment to look at the mallow tree that was bursting with blooms right beside the driveway. What a beautiful plant that is. I've never seen them before we moved to Niagara-on-the-Lake. It's pink, and it's got purple, and it's got white blossoms, all different. Three kinds of blossoms on one tree, which is just beautiful to begin with, but they're so vivid and vibrant. It's been blooming now for about a month, and judging by the buds on the branches, it's going to be flowering for some time to come. So I stood there admiring the color and the beauty of this plant. It struck me how effortlessly it grows. Even in the heat and dryness of the summer, the thing has flourished. It's offering pollen to busy bees. It's filled with bees most times. And it offers a place for the sparrows to nest and to roost. We have a number of sparrows' nests around the house, and they like to sit there and watch the world and watch their nest and keep it safe. So I started to count the blossoms. More than 30, with dozens of buds getting ready. What an abundant tree. You know, we can take a lesson from the mallow tree, or I guess anything that grows really. It has a cycle and a season. And for much of the year, it's quietly building energy to produce the beautiful blossoms. It doesn't look like much. Often through the year, it's kind of all dried and brown buds on it, you know, where the old seeds are. Those seed pods last all year. But they feed the birds in the wintertime. And it kind of looks very straggly for a lot of the year. But then come the beginning of July, the green deepens and the buds come out, and soon there are beautiful blossoms covering it. The same can be said, I think, for our life. We spend many years growing. We spend years learning, experiencing life. We travel down many paths. We hit some dead ends. We turn around. We learn many lessons that serve to help us along the way. And then, when we're ready, our season comes. We find our blessings. We find ourselves. And everything comes to us. Abundance, success. We begin to really, the expression is, be in our skin for the first time, perhaps. But we get into that place where we are ready, and we are grounded, and we are filled with all that we need to move forward, to blossom and grow. Sometimes we may feel a little jealous of others who appear to have more than us, or for whom success has apparently come more easily. What can happen for one can happen for all. We'll never fully know the struggles or the challenges that someone else has experienced. We can only speak to our own journey. So if you're feeling a disconnect, a lack of money, lack of happiness, friends seem to be all busy and unavailable, you're dissatisfied with your life, then there is a very simple thing that you can do to change it all. Take time to look at your life. Take time to see where you've been, and take time to dream, to vision where it is you would like to go. Think about your life maybe a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. How would you like to feel? What would you like to be doing? Where would you like to be living? Who would you like to be with? What would bring you happiness? This little visualization is a powerful way to create the life that you want. And because I know it works, there are three truths in operation here. You are on this earth for a purpose, and that purpose is good. You have everything you need to achieve that purpose. And thirdly, you are meant to prosper and to be blessed. So perhaps take some time today to look at a flowering plant or a tree. See the magnificence of that life abundantly expressed. And know that you are meant to blossom and flourish too. And just as that mallow tree gives me such joy just by its being, so too are we all blessings to one another just by our presence in the world. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and the promises of this new day. We ask you to go before us and set your angels around us. Protect us and protect everyone whom we love. We hold before you the people in our life who need your healing grace, your help, your support, your guidance, and your direction. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world around us and the good things coming to us today. Amen. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, stellar day. Be fruitful, be happy, be blessed. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:30 a.m. on Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.